The question today is, what will the Lord do for his sheep? What will the Lord do for his sheep? Well, to answer that question, we'd have to look at who his sheep are. I know that Israel is outlined in the book of Ezekiel chapter 34 when it talks about his sheep, as Israel being his sheep. And yet many people think Israel has a special place, and I know God, they are God's earthly people as far as a nation is concerned. But folks, I want to tell you, the promises to Abraham wasn't just to Israel as far as the physical, but it was according to the spiritual. The Bible said in Romans chapter 4, verse number 13, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. That includes us, the Gentiles. In fact, he told a Syrophoenician woman one day, as he classified here, speaking about how he came. She came with a daughter that was vexed, and yet it seemed like Jesus was pushing her off. She wasn't a Jew. And he answered and said, I am not sent. In verse 24, chapter 15, verse 24 of Matthew, he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So he called the sheep that were lost in that sense, but he said, I came for the lost sheep of Israel. Well, you'd say that didn't give anyone any hope. He was dealing with this woman's faith. She demonstrated faith. And as a result, he said, I've not seen faith as great in Israel as what you have. And he did for all that was needed. Jesus also quoted in the book of John chapter 10, verse number 15 and 16. He said, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. In other words, he's talking about someone besides the Jews. He's talking about the Gentiles. In other words, the sheep who are saved, those who are saved are sheep. And he said there's some of them even call sheep who are not saved. Folks, I want to tell you, we sometimes refer to sheep and goats in our churches. We ought to say for the sheep and sheep to be, those that God wants to save in our churches. So what will the Lord do for his sheep? And he calls them his sheep, even though they're not yet saved. Now, we know that the Lord showed Ezekiel, as we said in Ezekiel here, chapter 34, as far as dealing with about the nation of Israel. And he showed Ezekiel what he would do for Israel, his sheep. Now, they had murmured, they had rebelled, they had made a calf to worship, they had forgot God, they'd wound up in captivity. And yet, when he told Ezekiel what he would do for his sheep. In other words, God still showed his long-suffering for those that was in captivity. Sounds sort of like us today, who are ungodly, dominated, and dead, without strength, and strong for evil, weak for good, sinners by choice, and even enemies of God. And we resist like Stephen said about the children of Israel, that your fathers do in chapter Acts 7:51, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do you. In other words, and yet God was still good to them. And yet Romans, and we're the same way, but Romans 5:8 says, but God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He loves us as his sheep. 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord's not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so therefore, he loves us. And so, what will the Lord do for his sheep? What does the Bible say? I want to use Ezekiel and look what he as the shepherd did. And the people of Israel understood the shepherd and the sheep allegory, I guess you could say. At least they understood that because they were shepherds. And he talks about that. So what will the Lord do for his sheep? Well, first of all, and I'll use Ezekiel 34 kind of as a basis and apply Israel to us because it's for us. But he will search and seek the sheep. Bible said in verse number 11 of Ezekiel 34, for thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. And you know, that's why Jesus came. The Bible said in Luke 19:10, he came to seek and to save that which was his own, in other words, that which was lost. He came to do that. And that's what Jesus does. In fact, he said in John 1:43, it said the day following, this was after Jesus had been shown by John to be the Lamb of God. John the Baptist had said he's the Lamb of God, but the day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me. The word findeth means to find by searching. The word shows that Jesus set a course to find Philip. He also said in John 4:4, I must needs go through Samaria. And he set a course to find that woman at the well, to meet her there. And now he sent the Holy Spirit, even though he's gone back to heaven, and he's also called the Spirit of Christ to search and to seek out us. The Bible said in John 16:11, when he's come, the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of Christ, he's come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me, of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more. And the Holy Spirit, reverently, we can call him the Hound of Heaven. So thank the Lord when he gets on your trail, he's searching and seeking you out. And because he knows, he's God, he's omnipotent. John 10:3 says, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. He calleth his own by name, and leadeth them out. And John 10:27 says, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So as a master potter, he knows what he can do with the clay, and the clay that will yield to his wheel, he calls his sheep. In other words, those that will yield. Now God knows all about that, and he speaks to them. They hear, and he'll not call before you're ready to hear, and you'll not miss his call. Bible says in Matthew 24:14, he says 22:14, for many are called, but few are chosen. That's talking about a general call. Everybody has that, has light in the world, and yet but few are chosen, and that's talking about the effectual call. In other words, Romans 8:30, he said, moreover, whom he did predestinate. Don't get excited about that. That just means all he saved, he predestinated to be made in the image of God. But all those he foreknew, in other words, in foreknowledge, he would conform to his will, he predestinated them to be made in his image, and therefore he called them. And whom he called, he also justified. Every one that he called with the effectual call, and whom he justified, and them he also glorified. And so he will seek and search out his sheep wherever they are. He'll also deliver his sheep. The Bible said in verse 12 of Ezekiel 34 about Israel, apply it to us. He said, as a shepherd seeking out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in a cloudy and dark day. In other words, the power of the enemy cannot hold them. And in Moses' day, Pharaoh tried to hold the sheep, but it was to no avail. In other words, it took some time. He had to send 10 plagues. The 9 plagues had to find out what wouldn't work so they could find out what would. And the 10th plague, of course, was the blood. And that worked. He delivered them from the enemy with a high hand, and they spoiled the Egyptians. They went out with all the material of Egypt, if you please. And now he's telling Israel in Ezekiel 34 that he'll do it again, even though they're in captivity. And you see, it's not just for them, but application to us. He will deliver us from our enemies of the flesh, the world, and the devil. You say, but I don't know where I'm at. What's going on? I'm bound. I can't do anything. Listen. He will deliver you as a sheep from your enemy of the flesh, world, and the devil. In other words, they can't hold you when he moves. For instance, 5,000 demons couldn't hold the man that we referred to as legion because he had 5,000 demons in him. With a nod, out left those legions of demons, and he was in his right mind. He will deliver his sheep. Not only will he deliver them, seek them out and deliver them, he'll bring them out. Verse 13 again, Ezekiel applying to Israel. He said of Ezekiel 34, I'll bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountain of Israel by the rivers and all the inhabited places of the country. He did it in Moses' day. He brought them out. He went before them as a pillar of fire by night and a cloud to warm them in the desert, a cloud by the day to cool them from the sun in the desert. He gave them the laws. In other words, he set boundaries for them. He wanted a people separated unto himself, pure and holy, and he still does. John chapter 10, verse 4, he said, when he putteth forth his sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. In other words, he goes before them. In other words, and he'll not ask you to go where he hasn't been. Hebrews 4:15 said, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. And so therefore, he will lead you out. He'll lead you out. And also he'll feed his sheep. Verse number 14 of Ezekiel 34, he said, I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall be their fold. They shall lie in a good fold. In other words, and in fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. And you realize something. The Bible said in Psalms chapter 23, which is a good psalm that we've heard so many times about, but he says there in Psalms 23, verse number 1 and 2, he said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul." In other words, but he leadeth me in green pastures. In other words, the Bible is what God's given us, is field after field and acre after acre of green pastures, and he sent the Holy Spirit to guide you. John 16, 13 talks about those who are saved. "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he'll guide you unto all truth." And in James 1, 22, he said, "Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." In other words, be ye doers, not knowers, or not hearers, even to the lost sheep. He'll feed you. In other words, who have not the Holy Spirit living inside you, you still got a guide, in other words. Somebody to guide you, that's the Holy Spirit. Spirit who gives you understanding. He'll make your ground good. Matthew 13, 23, he said, "But he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. See, and he'll, in other words, he makes the ground good. He'll guide you. He'll give you understanding even before you're saved, enough that you can be saved. And he enables you to continue so that you may know the truth. John chapter 8, verse 31, 32, he said, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." He told those people who were not saved, "If you'll continue in my word, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free." And so therefore, the Lord will guide you in those days. He'll feed you, and he'll guide you. He'll take care of you, is what he said he would do. And he'll also give you rest. Verse number 15 of Ezekiel 34 said, "I'll feed my flock, and I'll cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God." He said he'll cause them to lie down. And that's what he said in Psalm 23, verse number 2, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." In other words, the maketh means, the word doesn't mean to use force, but they're content. They're full. Therefore, they're content. Paul said in Philippians 4, 11, he said, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content." And so therefore, he'll guide you. He'll give you rest. In other words, we may not verbally say these words ask for the old paths, and they said, "We'll not walk therein," in Jeremiah 6:16. But folks, we may not verbally say these words, but we do with our actions so many times. But our Lord does for the sheep. He'll give us rest in the midst of all the turmoil that we're in. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.